Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with a triple eviction exit interview special for Big Brother Canada. And what a triple eviction it was. We are going to be speaking with three of the newbies. This was really a massacre night for the newbies in terms of having an advantage to win this game. It looked so bad for the vets, and then we lost three newbies in a row. We're going to talk to all three of them, Jackie, Andre, and William. The way this is going to work is that we are going to have first a call with Jackie. She still does not know who got knocked out in the second part. She doesn't even know that there was another eviction, certainly that there were two other people, so we cannot bring that up in our call with Jackie. And then we're going to talk to Dre and William at the same time. But I really thought this was such a great episode of the show last night. I know a lot of people were really nervous about the triple eviction in terms of, is it going to ruin the season? But it was high drama. It looks so bad for Kevin. He came back. He really slayed his own personal dragon in that he was up on the block during the triple eviction. He didn't want to be there. He won the veto. And really, I mean, it was so emotional when he came down with the veto and he was like rolling on the ground. You could tell how much that it was just in the pit of his stomach that the last thing he wanted to do was go out in a triple eviction. He won. And really, the stage is set for a really exciting Final Five where you have Kevin and Ika and Demetrius in the final five. And it really, I mean, you could have had the worst case scenario with an all newbie final five potentially. And you know, a week ago, that was definitely a possibility, but this is a really exciting end to this season. It might could be maybe the best Big Brother Canada season. I think this has really, really been an exciting ride all the way through. All right. And of course, in addition to this podcast, Jordan Parhar was live last night with Taryn, with Alex, with Melissa to talk about everything. That's up on robhasawebsite.com right now. And then this Thursday night for the next eviction show, we are going to be in Toronto to talk with the LFC and a bunch of the Big Brother Canada alumni at the Sheraton Center. Hope you can come out and join us. If you want ticket information for that show, you can go to robhasawebsite.com/Toronto BB Can. There's also a banner in the sidebar of robhasawebsite.com. That should be a really fun show with myself and the LFC and everybody that's coming out for that. We're going to do Survivor Know-It-Alls as well the night before. So a jam-packed week of shows coming to you next week from Toronto. But it looks like we have Jackie on the line. Let's go ahead and patch her in. Jackie, are you there?
Hi, Rob.
Jackie, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing very well, Jackie. Let's talk about the eviction. And you were up on the block with Ika, who really seems like such a threat. Why did the house decide to evict you?
Because everyone's scared and intimidated by Ika. She's a very convincing person. She makes good points that are mixed with truth and with lies. I've witnessed it firsthand. I never fell for it, but she was great at convincing Dylan and Karen that apparently she was a better keep instead of me. So I give her props for that, obviously. But at the end of the day, I still wish I was in the house. Unfortunately, I'm not.
What was it about your and Ika's relationship that caused you two to butt heads so much this season?
I had a conversation with her earlier in the season. She mentioned that she's always had a difficult time believing that people are being genuine and truthful to her. So when she confronted me about that, I told her like that this is who I am. Like, I'm not being fake. Like, this is just the type of person I am. I'm acting the exact same towards everybody else. And there was just a breaking point for her where I didn't do anything, and she just started hating who I was as a person. And I stayed true to who I was. She stayed true to who she was. Unfortunately, it didn't work out for us to work together or do anything in that sense. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm still me.
Still Jackie. Now, why did you struggle so much with finding people that would stay loyal to you?
For my game, I definitely tried my hardest to get close with people. Unfortunately, all those people ended up leaving. So as soon as I felt like I was building a great relationship, they get nominated and they get evicted. And for me, I knew like if they were to stay, the the next week that would occur, like I knew it would have been a stronger bond and it would have been a great alliance for me with multiple people in that house. Unfortunately, I never ended up getting like the loyalty that I had hopes of getting in the game.
Now, back in the double eviction when Cindy took out Netta, you came off the block, but you seemed like you were working with Netta at that time. Were you planning on going deep with Netta?
Yes, I was. I felt that the 2 days before that, like she had started opening up to more to me. She started to kind of tell me a little more information. I knew she was holding back at first, but I knew that if she would have stayed, we would have built a very strong relationship. I probably would have gone very far with her. I know about her final six alliance, but I feel like our bond would have been pretty strong and she would have wanted to at least go a little further with me. Actually, when I won that veto, there was a second there when I considered not using it on myself just so that maybe I would be able to have a true alliance member in the game. But
wow,
I didn't want to go down as one of the worst Big Brother moves in history.
Who are you hoping to see reach the final two?
Right now, I would love to see Dre and William reach the final two. I love them both so much. Dre is an amazing woman. I respect her a lot as a game player and as a personal person. And William is just, he's been playing a great game socially and competitively, and I give them both props for that.
Now, if you were still in the house, who would be your ideal final three that you were trying to get to that point with?
Myself, Dre, and William. I know it was definitely something the first few weeks or the first 2 weeks that had happened. I built great relationships with them. Obviously, it didn't work out throughout the middle of it. But the last 2 weeks, I feel like our relationship definitely started growing a lot more. And I could have seen a potential final three with those two.
How different was the game from what you were expecting going in as just Pizza Maker Jackie?
Much more difficult than I expected. For me, it was more of an opportunity than kind of a fan base for myself. Like I know that how much strategy people put into this game, and I definitely thought more about it. I never thought that I would ever be able to win when I had first got on the show. But the more that I kind of started studying a bit more, the more I was like, well, you know what? There's a chance for anybody. Like a lot of this game has to do with luck. A lot of it has to do with collaboration and whatnot. So I feel like there's always a chance for anybody that's in that Big Brother Canada house. And it's a matter of how, at the end of the day, things work out for you.
Now, looking back, do you feel like that you acted too soon when you told Dimitris and Aika about what you had heard from Bruno and Kevin about being the peasants?
Yes and no. I mean, I know that that was definitely something that people are going to look at me as, wow, like she just gave up information right away. But that far into the season, I was sick and tired of it continuously happening to me. I would build relationships with people and then I would just feel so betrayed. I would feel like, wow, like, you know, like I really thought that this was going to work out in the end. I was upset because when I had first, started talking to Bruno and Kevin, I opened up a lot to them. I told them basically everything that they needed to know. I told them stuff so that if they were to hear anything, they would know that it was true and that I'd already gotten out in the open, whereas they didn't do that with me. They didn't tell me things that I should have known, that they definitely should have told me, because I ended up finding it out from other people, and it just creates more distrust.
Is there anybody that was still in the game that you feel like does not have a realistic shot to win?
At this point, like I would say Karen, but people just underestimate her. She has been playing a fabulous game. She is definitely crazy. She's paranoid. Like she's got a lot going for her, but I don't think people realize how strategic she actually is.
Okay. And then last question, Jackie, who is the person that you're going to miss the most from this crazy house?
I'm definitely going to miss Dre and William the most just because they live on the opposite side of Canada. I'm probably won't be able to see them as often as I'd like to, but I'm happy I got to meet them. And that was one huge thing that I was excited about for this experience, was to be able to meet people from all over Canada. And I definitely got that opportunity.
All right, Jackie. Well, all the best to you in jury and good luck with everything. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. Jackie from Big Brother Canada. Oh, my God, that would killed me to not be able to say at any point. She kept talking about how, I think that Dre and William are going to win the game. I'm really going to miss those guys. I'm like, well, you're not going to miss them for very long because you're going to see them in a couple hours. But no, well, you got to look, we got to be professional on this podcast. We're not allowed to give away any of this information. But yeah, Jackie is going to be in for a big surprise when she sees our next two guests joining us here on the podcast. It looks like that we have Dre and William on the line. Let's go ahead and patch them in. Dre and William, bonjour.
Hello.
Comment ça va?
Okay. All right. So. yeah. That's as much as I know. Sorry. Okay. So I guess let me start with Dre. Dre, was the timing of this triple eviction extra unfortunate for your game?
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? It was the worst timing ever. I do still think that I could have survived a double eviction with William. I think both of us could have survived a double, but a triple, I was like, nah, if I don't win HOH or William, we are screwed.
And then, William, how shocked were you to go out in the triple eviction like this?
Honestly, I thought it was a double. So when I learned about the triple, I was so stressed. I was like, okay, I'm probably in deep problem right now. So I was really, really, really stressed. And yeah.
Is there any comfort in going out of the game together?
It's such a good question because you're happy that you're with someone, but you're sad because I would have loved to see William stay in the house and go far.
Honestly, if I would have been here with Dylan, I think it would have been a hard day. Hard no with Dylan.
Yeah.
That would have not been fun. But with Dre, like, is like a bittersweet, we say.
Yeah.
Dre, going back to your relationship with Aika, do you think you ever would have been able to vote her out of the house?
Well, I did vote her out.
Okay, well.
That didn't happen.
Okay. Let me rephrase the question. Why was there hesitation this week in terms of voting against Aika?
So I didn't trust Aika since like day 34, that's at the double eviction, or even a little bit before that. And it was going downwards. And then during this week, I felt like, okay, maybe I could trust her a little bit more than I thought. And so I was going back and forth in my head, and I just wanted to keep everyone like going back and forth in their heads as well, so that by the time I make my decision, it can be a last minute thing and people would just switch. I just thought I could trust her a little bit more. And then she did go to William and told him something that she didn't have to. And then I just didn't appreciate that.
And then William, in terms of your relationship with Kevin, do you feel like that it was ultimately a good thing or a bad thing for your game?
At the end of the day, maybe it was a bad thing because I think I was under the radar pretty much the whole game. And at the end, like, people were seeing me like as a target because I was with Kevin, and Drew was pretty much in a good spot. And I was like, people wanted to put Kevin up, and I was for sure the one who would have been up next to Kevin. So I don't know if it was a good thing. At the same time, he could protect me, but I think I was just more a target than before to be as close as that with Kevin. So
Arissa mentioned last night when Kevin had said that this is not a showmance, but how would you define that relationship with Kevin?
It was a showmance.
Honestly, in the house, like, I was not thinking it's a flirt, a showmance, it's a flirt, man. It's just like a relationship with Kevin. And Kevin like came to me like as one day, like, oh, it's not a showmance, it's a flirt, man. And to be honest, I was like, that's fine for me. Like, I didn't want to put a label on our relationship, but for sure, like, I was like, well, boy, we go far for flirt, man, I feel. But like, if it's okay for you, if you prefer to say it's a flirt man because you're not comfortable with this, that's fine. But yeah, I didn't put any label, but for sure, like, it feels like a show, man. So
going back to the triple eviction, Dre, when Kevin winning the veto, did you feel like that ultimately cost you? Do you feel like you could have stayed if Kevin didn't win the veto?
I sincerely believe that if Kevin didn't win the veto, I would have stayed. I do believe that I could have talked my way out of that block if Kevin was still on the block. When Kevin won the veto, it was pretty much done. And Dylan was I knew Dylan was going to be the replacement, and I was done. And I could try at the end to be like, we're going to try to save you. And I was telling her, yeah, sure. But no, I knew it was over.
I knew that I was. If Dre was winning the power veto, I would have been here with Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin winning, I'm here with Dre. I was pretty much screwed. I needed to win. If I was not winning, I was going out for sure.
For both of you, how hard was it to play this game not having English be your first language?
Oh my God, that was hard. Sometimes I remember I remember one time with Kevin, like he thought I was playing him, and I was like just like stressed about because I didn't see that coming. So I looked so hesitant, and it was like you seem like I said that I was lying because I was just not sure with my English. So I think sometimes I was just like couldn't speak, and it looked really weird, and people were like asking themselves some questions. They were like, "Oh, okay, is he hiding something?" So yeah.
For my part, I mean, English is not my first language. French is, but I definitely feel like I played a lot with the French thingy. I do feel like I made it seem like it was it was harder than it actually was, like asking certain kind of words and like, what does that mean and things like that when I didn't really have to. But I thought it would be an advantage. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. In terms of the people that are left in the house, who are you both hoping ends up in the final two?
I think I would like to see, for sure, I would like to see Kevin. I think he played a good game. I saved him, so I think it's pretty lucky that I saved him with the secret power of V2, but it's the part of the game. So at the end of the day, I think he played a good game. Maybe Aika, I think she played a good game. I'd like to see Kevin beating Aika at the end. So
I sincerely don't know at the end at this point. The people that are there played a good game. I don't know. I would like to see a new player win as but I don't know. Yeah, no, I don't know. Don't know.
Okay.
Still a little bit bitter.
Yeah. All right, and then forget what you hope. Then who is going to win the game?
For some reason, I feel like Dylan is actually going to go far, and I would be a little bit more happy if I see Dylan going far because he just did that to me, like going back to Aika and snitching. Yeah. So I would be more happy if he did that for a good reason, which is winning. And if it's not Dylan, then I'm going to be pissed whoever else wins.
Or maybe to Dylan or Dimitri.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Kevin and Aika is going to be hard for them because now everyone is going to go after them. And so maybe Dimitri or Dylan.
Yeah.
For both of you, do you guys have one thing that you look back as being the reason that you're out of the house?
I don't think there's one thing, really. I keep on saying, though, that I could... I had the relationships and the connections that I had to have, and I think I had good connections. I just wish that I maybe spoke more with William and had a stronger relationship with him and try to make us like be on the same page, because I think that was not really good for both of our games.
Yeah. For me, I don't know. Like, I was feeling like yesterday that maybe I should have not told Dre about what Taika said, but at the same time, I was like, maybe Taika was playing me too, and she really wanted me out, and she was not truly honest with me and Kevin. I don't know. At one point, I'm like, maybe I should have go against Taika and say to Kev, like, trust me, we need to get rid of Taika. I don't know. It's hard to say at this point, but I was feeling that maybe yesterday that I shouldn't have not tell Dre about what Aika said to me and like be safe with her if something like a triple eviction was happening. So
Dre, I know you had a lot of plans. What was your ultimate final plan for the final three?
That's a good question. First of all, in the top five, I did not want Kevin, Aika, or Dimitri to be in there. Second of all, final three, definitely William and I. And in all honesty, I wouldn't mind seeing Jackie in the top three. She had a rough time in there, and I would have loved to see her there. And I wouldn't mind Dylan as well, in all honesty. I wouldn't mind, like, William, Dylan, and I, or William, Jackie, and I.
And then, William, do you think, is there any chance that you and Kevin outside the house, could that be a thing?
No, not at all. I really don't think nothing's going to happen between me and Kevin. We're going to talk about what happened on the show for sure, like not in front of cameras, but no, we're going to be good friends for sure. Good friends, but no, I don't think we're going to have something outside the house.
Okay. All right. Well, I know it's tough to go out in the triple eviction like you guys did, but you guys seem like you're good sports about everything, and very fun to watch you both on the show, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it, the French Connection. You thought you'd have to wait until this weekend for French voting updates. No, we had Dre and William right here on the podcast. And, you know, there's so many other things that you wish you could get into with everybody, but we only have a certain amount of time. But I really did, especially Dre. I think that Dre had real potential to come out here and end up being a really under-the-radar great winner if she would have been able to pull off everything that she was trying to do. And going back to Big Brother 15 with Andy Heron, there was like a point where he was playing a very similar game to hers, and I had said at that time, like, if he pulls off what he's trying to do, you know, this is one of the best Big Brother games that we've seen. It's really hard to pull that off with playing both sides and sort of snowing everybody along the way, and ultimately for Dre, she comes up short here in the triple eviction. All right, so that's going to do it for us. I'm going to have an amazing race recap for you as well here in the Rehap Ups feed, so be on the lookout for that, and then I will be back this Monday night to talk about the next episode. I'm sure we will get a lot more fallout from the triple eviction in that show, so be on the lookout for that. And to everybody that we're going to see up in Toronto, really looking forward to getting to say hi to all of our Canadian Big Brother Canada listeners. All right, take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.